Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And on today's podcast, we are like in the thick of things right now in the holidays. We are literally like today, as this goes live, it is Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, I know. Merry Christmas, everybody. So, you know, what we want to talk about, though, is managing stress through the holidays. And, you know, even though yesterday is Christmas and it's like leading up to it's really stressful, it's still super stressful the day of, after the whole family situation, navigating all of that, navigating like New Year's and all of that stuff. So we really want to talk about that because I think it's like a hot topic for a lot of people because they start getting really overwhelmed at this point in time, especially dealing with a lot of like family stuff. Laura, do you find the holidays stressful for you or do you tend to pull back a little bit?
It's weird because I was thinking about our favorite word that we've been talking about a lot over the last couple of weeks, and that's trigger.
I think we used that word like 74 times yesterday in our conversation.
Yeah. Like some people talk about, you know, essentially when someone triggers you, it's that they like activate a response from you. So not necessarily always like a lot of people think when someone triggers them, it's because they're actually being mean to them or they're specifically stressing them out, but people can trigger you just by their own behaviors. It's like,
yeah.
And that was something I learned very early on going to therapy and, you know, in this mindset world where we talk a lot about mindset and stuff like that, is that you're not responsible to how someone reacts to you. So there might be some people who like suddenly, you know, they are completely freaking out and you're like, what's going on? I was just talking about how I bought a new car, let's say. You know, I'm so happy I bought a new car. And next thing you know, your girlfriend that you're talking to is like, I gotta go. I'm out of here. Because you triggered in her maybe the fact that maybe right now she's not financially doing well. Or, you know, in her, she's feeling that she's inadequate because she doesn't have a car or whatever it is. So the whole idea of triggering, I think, around the holidays happens a lot because you know, we have our family and that we're born into.
Yeah.
And then, but as we get older, we kind of have, we choose our family, right? We choose our friends, we choose our partner, we choose all of this. So there are some people in the family who you still kind of have to hang out with and you're like, I wouldn't necessarily choose to hang out with you if you weren't
part of the family. Yeah.
I think yes, for sure. For me, there are things that trigger me. I wouldn't say I'm not a stressed out person. Like, oh my God, hosting, it's so stressful. Or like shopping stresses me out or all that.
Yeah.
For me, it's more of like the interactions that happen. There's usually always in my house, some sort of family drama that goes down. Like every single year, someone drinks too much and says things they shouldn't say and everyone gets triggered and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, it's part of life, right? It's part of family.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I'm, you know, it's funny. Like, I find that I don't know if it's like I get triggered, but I just find I get so stressed around the holidays of, like, just trying to, like, fit everything in. Like, with family stuff, like, going, especially now living in a different city than my parents, it's like, okay, having to travel back. And then now with Maddie, having to travel with her makes it a little bit more challenging. Even if it is just a drive, it's like, I don't like having her in the car for 4 hours at a time. Like it's just not my ideal scenario. So that's like what I find more stressful, but I'm like you, like, I don't stress too much. Like I haven't even bought any, I bought like 2 gifts so far. Like guys, we're filming this just a little bit, like a couple days before Christmas. So I haven't even bought my Christmas gifts yet. But that stuff doesn't stress me out because I know that I'll like get it done. So I'm just like, it's fine, you know, and it's not really about that for me. But I do know that a lot of our listeners, they get really stressed out during the holidays. They get stressed out about a lot of different things. I know I have friends that tell me, you know, the biggest thing that they find stressful is hosting. When they're hosting people, they feel like everything has to be perfect. Like Martha Stewart perfect. Like, you know, if the flowers don't match or if the house isn't perfect, like pristine clean or...
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the right apps out or if they don't have enough apps or they feel like they just are never doing enough. And I know a lot of people listening probably feel the same way. You know, and I just want to
say something about that because this also kind of ties into, I know we're talking about like the top 5 ways to like handle
sort
stress.
Sort of reduce stress during the holidays.
But like, I think one of the major things is like, My sister and I were talking about this actually the other day. Like, it's so crazy, this world we live in now, because everyone's just showing their highlight reel, right? Like, everyone's Instagram and Facebook, like, no one, it's not like when we were kids, when, like, you literally would take a picture and, like, you'd wait till you went to the, you know, Shoppers Drug Mart.
To get it developed.
Yeah, to get it developed, get it all back. And then you're like, oh my God, I look horrible in this picture. Or, like, you know, you're wearing that stupid Christmas crown and there's like half the food looks horrible, like not horrible, but it was just like, that was real life, you know? And now it's like, everything's filtered and angled and lit and perfect. So everyone just feels this pressure all the time to feel like they need to be this certain level. And it's like, guys, it's not real life. Like, that is literally someone's highlight reel. They probably made that, like, that Brussels sprout casserole like 50 times or repositioned it 50 times to make it look the way it looks now. So yeah. It's like, we got to give ourselves some slack and remember that. Cause it's like, when you go down the rabbit hole of, like, especially when you start looking at Pinterest and all these people who are like super good at this stuff, it's like, oh my God, like, you feel so inadequate.
Of course. Like, no, like, I mean, you and I were even talking about this too. Cause when we were looking at a friend of ours Instagram, who she is, like, her home looks like a catalog. Like, it's so beautiful. Oh. And I'm not saying anything negative about it. I'm just saying, it's like, I look at that and I'm like, oh, like, my house looks like so messy, or like, you know, and I start like judging myself, but then I just pull myself out and I'm like, ah, it's fine. Like, that's her thing. Like, that's the thing that she loves. She loves interior design. She loves crafts. She loves that thing, you know, and that's okay. And so I guess, you know, what you were saying though, is actually one of the points that I had. One of the top five things to reduce your stress over the holidays, and we'll just make that number one, which is forget about perfection. Forget perfection, let it go, because nothing is perfect. Nothing in real life is going to be perfect. Everyone is not going to show up on time. You're not going to have, like, you know, you might like burn the turkey, or you might have, like, you know, you might buy a gift that you think is like the perfect gift for someone, and then somebody else bought the same one or whatever. Like, who knows, whatever's going to happen, but that's life. And it's just, it's fine. Like, just get over the idea that everything has to be perfect and just try to actually enjoy the holidays rather than worrying so much about all the details around it.
Well, yeah. And like, one thing I always think too, is in terms of perfection, if you are someone, again, back to our favorite word of the day, triggered, if you get triggered, and like, if you're like, well, how do I know if I'm triggered? Like, literally, if you're watching some, like, someone's Instagram feed or their Insta stories, and suddenly you're feeling super inadequate or bad about yourself, that's triggering you. So like, if you feel yourself being triggered, just get off it. Just like, get off social media. Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, but I want to see what my, you know, what my friends are doing or whatever's doing. Like, or give yourself an allotted time. But if you start to feel like it's triggering that inadequacy, and I know, like, you know, there's a big keeping up with the Joneses kind of mentality still. Like,
the Kardashians.
Yeah. And you know, for a lot of us, we're juggling now so many different balls when it comes to anything in life. And the holidays, it's like adding another level of, you know, you've still got work, you've still got kids, you've still got a partner, you've still got all this stuff. Then you're hosting, then you're hanging out with family, then you're doing all this stuff. So it's just like, if you feel like, if it's triggering you, get off it, or just say to yourself, I'm going on for 20 minutes, I'm checking my people, wishing them happy holidays, and then I'm off.
Yeah.
Enjoy the time with your family.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's number one. Number two is to go out and take a walk. And I know that sounds so simple, guys, but it's actually proven that, like, if you're feeling like, if you're in that moment where you're feeling really overwhelmed, you're feeling really stressed out, or you're just like, oh my God, everything's going wrong. Not only is like sunshine just good for you, like in general, just getting some sunshine. And even if you're here in Canada like us and it's cold, the sun is still out. Well, at least if it's still out, you're still getting that vitamin D, which helps eliminate SAD, which is the seasonal affective disorder. So really just like a bonus for that. But also, it's actually proven. So nutritionist and wellness expert Ann Cools, who's an MD, she actually suggests that you go for about a half an hour walk, because the rhythm and repetition of walking actually has a tranquilizing effect on your brain, and it decreases anxiety and it helps improve your sleep. So it's just by going for a walk, you can actually lower your cortisol and your stress just because of the rhythmic nature. So when you're doing it, if you are feeling stressed, my recommendation to you is just focus on the walk. Don't have music playing. Don't be talking on the phone. Don't be doing anything else. Don't have that extra distraction. Just allow yourself to be outdoors, breathe in the fresh air, and allow your brain to just fall into that rhythmic pace. And then that should really help.
Well, and I also find too that like, well, of course it does release like endorphins and all that good stuff too, but it's just like, it reconnects you to like, to nature, which just, again, gets you out of the crazy headspace that can happen for a lot of us around the holidays.
Exactly.
Like, it's so, again, you get caught up in all of this craziness. So when you have a chance to step away, and also it's really great to get out with your family, especially because you're going to be eating so much. And we talked a lot about navigating through the holidays in terms of like, you know, your fitness and nutrition goals. But just because it's the holidays, you don't want to be sitting on your booty, like not doing anything.
Yeah, exactly. The third point that you can do if you are feeling stress creeping up on you and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can feel it in my body. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. There's actually this amazing pressure point therapy that you can do. It's a traditional Chinese medicine and it's called your hoku spot. So Laura, do you know what that is?
Your hoku. Is that the one in here in the middle of your hand?
So it's not the middle of your, it's actually right between your index finger and your thumb. So it's like right.
Oh yeah.
And so if you are feeling anxious or you guys are feeling stressed out, if you actually just apply pressure right there to, so right between your index finger and your thumb, and you just kind of squeeze, you don't have to like hurt yourself, but just have pressure there, it's proven to actually reduce your anxiety and your stress. Same thing applies though. Like, okay, if you could do that, like in the moment, like if you're in that moment, but also just, it's proven as well that like any kind of like touch sensation is so important to human beings just in general. So if you are someone who is starting to feel stressed, go get a massage, not just for like the relaxation benefit, but actually the therapeutic benefit of it will really help you to rejuvenate yourself and to release a lot of that anxiety. The number four is that you want to stick with your daily routine. So as much as possible. Now, I know that that sounds like maybe a little bit hard during the holidays. You're like, but my daily routine is so intense. But it's like, you know, when it's proven that when you stick to a routine, when you have a routine, you get more done. When you have a routine, you feel less anxious because it's like you're just, you go through the motions. You're so accustomed to that. When you throw things out of like, out of whack. Like if all of a sudden, if your routine every day is like, I get up every day, I go for a run, I have my breakfast, I then check my emails, then I play with my kids or whatever. Like if that's kind of your routine, try to stick to it as much as possible over the holidays. So even if you're visiting family, you're out of town, whatever, still try to at least keep part of your routine so that you have a bit of normalcy when things start later on, maybe getting a little bit chaotic.
Yeah, like I try as much as possible because I know even for me, it's just like having a lot of, you know, bad relationships in the past with food and with my body and with all that stuff. Holidays used to be so stressful for me in terms of like the idea of all this food and all this alcohol and all these things that were so like, cause I was so, so, so strict and I had everything in like the good and the bad categories. Mm-hmm. So I found that what ended up happening was I just go into this crazy like binge over the holidays. It would be like 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th of like eating just like chocolates and candies and drinking so much wine and just like eating things I wouldn't normally eat.
Yeah.
So I found for me, like treating the holidays as like, yes, it's a celebration, but it's not like a week long of just like going, like being a shithead. But you know what I mean? Like being like, oh my God, like I'm just totally swinging the pendulum to the other side. So keeping my routine and same thing, like, you know, Christmas Day, I don't go to the gym, but I do go out for a run in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I go for a walk in the afternoon with my family. And then like Christmas Eve, I still work in the morning. I shut down early. I go to the gym on Christmas Eve. I go to the gym on Boxing Day. You know what I mean? Like I still keep as much as I can without feeling like, because in all reality, it's like, we've got to get out of this like all or nothing approach to things. That's what I think really throws us off. And if people don't already have a routine in their life, like, well, pretty much everyone does. They just don't realize they do.
Regardless of what it is, eventually, if you look at your day to day, you pretty much do have some sort of a routine. Even if that routine is like, I go to work, I come home, I eat dinner, I watch TV, I go to bed, like that's your routine.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of routine it is. But if you have a healthy routine or like a habits routine that you really want to keep for the holidays, try to maintain it as much as you possibly can.
Well, and it's really important too, because the aftermath of not doing that it swings the pendulum so far to the other way, right? Because now you've gone so far, you've let go of all the things that you normally do. You're eating things you don't normally eat. You're probably working in different ways than you normally work. And then it's like, suddenly when that is all over, and this is why so many people in January freak out, because they're like, they're so out of their routine. They've left everything behind that it feels like, oh my gosh, like, how am I going to get back into that? And then they put the added pressure of starting like a new workout program on January 1st, which is like another big no-no in my books, but.
No, for sure. And it's just, and like you were saying, like when you let go of a routine, it's really hard to get back into it. Like if you are someone who goes for a run every morning, I'm just using that as my example, but if you go for a run every single morning and that's your routine, and then all of a sudden you don't do that for a week, it's like, trust me guys, it's easier to just not do it than to do it, right? Like we know that, like it's proven, but it's, if it's part of your routine, it just becomes like, it's a non-negotiable. You don't even think about it. You just get up, you do it.
Yeah.
When you stop doing it, it's really hard to put, like, to give yourself that momentum and that like sort of motivation to get up and get going again. So just try to keep it as much as you possibly can. And it'll also just help with when in the afternoon or in the evenings, when you do have chaos or you have more stress or you have other things that are out of routine happening, at least you know that part of your day was like, it's almost like a control freak thing. Like you're almost like, you've got that control in the part in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
And then the fifth tip for you guys for managing stress for the holidays is letting go of old traditions that don't serve you. And I really like this tip because I think so many of us are caught up in this idea of like, it's the holidays, we've been doing this for 742 years and we have to keep doing it. And it's like, but you don't. You can adopt new holiday traditions. Mm-hmm. You can create them with yourself, with your spouse, with your family, with your friends. Do what serves you. Don't, I mean, of course you still want to like, you know, show up for your family. You still want to celebrate things with the people that you love, but don't feel the pressure of like, if this is how it always is, it doesn't have to always be that way forever. Feel free to suggest new traditions to, you know, if everyone is like, oh, well, we always eat, I don't know, pizza on Christmas Eve or on New Year's Eve or whatever. And you're like, but I'm trying to like live this healthy life. Maybe make a suggestion like, hey, can we have like a taco bar instead? So then that way there you could use lettuce wraps, you know, like don't worry so much. That's like maybe not the strongest example, but you understand.
I love lettuce wraps. What are you talking about?
Me too. But I think I'm just really hungry right now, but just try to think of like, is there new routines or new traditions that you could put into place that would serve you and your family and your loved ones and everyone else better than the old traditions? And just like feel free to be flexible and to at least make those suggestions. And if people don't, you know, or they're not into it, they're not picking up what you're putting down, then whatever, like that's okay. But at least try, at least see what's going to serve you. Because I think sometimes we get so caught up in like, no, well, this is how it is. This is what we do. And, you know, I know even for me, it was like this year, and I know you, Laura, too, are the same. Like, I'm not going home to see my parents for Christmas. And I've spent Christmas morning with my parents for like my whole life. And this year, I'm not going to see them on Christmas Day. And then I basically was like, you know what, guys? Like, I think it's time that you come to see us.
Yeah.
And we'll make dinner here, and we're not making the traditional dinner that my mom normally makes. We're making something different. But, and I told my mom this yesterday and she was like, oh, okay. And she was kind of hesitant, but I was like, you'll like it. It's fine. I'm like,
sweet turkey jerky.
I'm like, someone's cooking for you. It's fine. But you know, it's like, she's open to it. They're okay with it. But it's like, I had to do this because I'm like, traveling all the way back to Ottawa right now is just not something I really want to do. And it's not something that my sister wants to do. And it's not something that works for us. And so we've created this new, maybe not a tradition, but at least it's like something new for this year that's going to serve us a little bit better.
Completely. And like, people are allowed to change. And that's one thing I think that it's, and I think this is why in the trigger word, like families get triggered, because life is supposed to be dynamic and people are change and we grow and we evolve. And that's what's so amazing about life is you can push the restart button any time you want. Like as long as you still have a heartbeat and you have breath and you have, you know what I mean? Like you have your health, you can choose a new path for yourself at any time. And sometimes, you know, when you're with people who want things to always stay the same, because that for them is familiar and it makes them feel comfortable, that can be really overwhelming for you as well. So it's, you know, finding your happy medium. And that's why I think it was so good, the idea of like starting new traditions, but like being true, because I always find too, sometimes if you don't want to offend people, it's like when you go to a restaurant and you're like, you go to someone's house for dinner and you're like trying to eat really good, or like you don't like what they're serving and you're like, oh, I'm like, I have a gluten intolerance, when really you're like, no, I just don't want to eat that like super high fat, you know,
whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Creamy fettuccine Alfredo, which is not in line with my goals. Right. But you're like, oh, I'm gluten free. I can't have that. I'll just have this lettuce. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, but if you feel that like, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this, but, and I also feel like, you know, it is something that is against, like, I shouldn't say against, but there's a difference between making a sacrifice for your family, but then feeling like this is something like, I don't like, this is not me anymore. I want to try something different. That's where it's almost like you can go back to your routine and you can like talk about that. Be like, you know, I've implemented this new routine and I have to stick to it for myself, or else if I fall off, blah, 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 blah. And then it gives them something to kind of wrap their head around instead of just being like going to the event or going to the family tradition that triggers you and you don't enjoy yourself, or you know what I mean? Or you end up having like freakouts or emotional issues. Like,
yeah,
blame it on something else. Blame it on your routine. Like, it's okay to tell a little Christmas white lie. If it, like it is, because sometimes it's easier, because that's what I know with even a lot of our clients. Like, this question comes up a lot, especially around the holidays. It's like, because they don't want to offend, right? Yeah. Like, they don't want to offend, like, you don't want to offend your mom or your mother, especially your in-laws. Like, that's totally different too. Like, you don't want to offend your in-laws. So sometimes like a little, I'm not saying lie, but sometimes a little, like, you know, blame it on something else. Like,
it works.
I've done it.
You're like, rather than saying I'm gluten-free, I'm just going to say it's not part of my plan and I have to do a check-in with my trainer or whatever. All right, guys.
Yeah, I'm at the point though, I'm comfortable enough just to say no.
Yeah.
I'm at the point in my life where I literally am like, I used to do it, now I'm just like, no. And I don't explain.
No, it feels so much better when you get to that place. So guys, work on it, because it does. It feels so much more powerful when you're able to just say, no, I don't eat that, or no,
I don't want to do that. That.
Yeah. No, not into it. All right. So those are our top five tips, guys, though. For you for the rest of the holidays. And really, I mean, you can adopt those for any time of year, but we're just talking about holidays specifically because we're in the midst of them. But yeah, so again, it's just forget about perfection. Number one, just let go of it. Let go of anything about being perfect as much as you possibly can. Number two is take a walk, get outside, get some fresh air, and use that rhythmic motion to kind of relax you. Number three was the pressure point therapy. So if you are feeling really anxious and stressed, especially if you're feeling it in your body, use pressure point therapy to release some of that energy so it doesn't get stuck inside and cause bigger issues in the big picture. Number four was all about sticking with your daily routine. And then number five was about basically just adopt new traditions or let go of old ones that don't serve you anymore. So hopefully, guys, that helps you. We wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and hopefully as you're listening to this, as we're saying, we're telling you how to avoid the, apply this stuff to New Year's. Don't apply it today when suddenly, if you're listening to this while you're on your walk,
you're like, forget that, I'm not going to.
And you're like, yeah, no, I'm not going to Christmas dinner. And you're like leaving right away. Apply it to the holidays, maybe like
Boxing Day. All right, guys. So Merry Christmas again. And of course, if you are in the process right now of being like, I need to adopt something new in my life altogether, then, and you're like, I need to start learning and I need to start growing and I need to change my whole life, feel free to check out our programs that we have coming up on fitchesacademy.com. We have our fitness and nutrition expert certification program, as well as our holistic nutrition weight loss expert program that is starting in February. Fitness and nutrition's in March. But we'd love to have you. We'd love to help you get certified and create the life, health, and career that you love. So reach out to us also on social media at Fitchicks Academy, and email us if you have any questions, comments, anything, info@fitchicks.ca. All right. Merry Christmas once again, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.